The Tetra Guitar Quartet performing music by Beethoven, his Piano Sonata Opus 101. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Composer Loris Chobanian was born in Iraq to a musical family of Armenian ancestry. He wrote his first piece of music at age 5 and studied classical guitar in Baghdad and later composition in the United States. His Armenian Rhapsody was written for the unusual combination of guitar and wind ensemble. We'll hear it performed by guitarist Christopher Kachian and the University of St. Thomas Symphonic Wind Ensemble, conducted by Matthew George.
Thank you. Thank you.
Loris Chobanyan's Armenian Rhapsody. Christopher Katchian was the guitarist with the University of St. Thomas Symphonic Wind Ensemble, conducted by Matthew George. Leo Brower's Gismonchiana is a set of pieces by Brazilian composer Egberto Gismonchi that he arranged and orchestrated for four guitars and orchestra. We'll hear one of these, A Fala da Paixão, or The Speech of Passion, performed by the EOS Guitar Quartet and Musicollegium Winterthur, conducted by Leo Brower.
Thank you.
The EOS Guitar Quartet and Musikkollegium Winterthur, conducted by Leo Brauer, in the speech of passion from Brauer's larger work titled Gismonchiana. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with the Dance of Sentiments by Matthias Duplessy. It's performed by Jeremy Jouve and Gerard Arbiton. Thank you. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard Jeremy Jouve and Gérard Arbeton performing The Dance of Sentiments by Matthias Duplessis. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Family Fund, and Charles and Taco Parker, and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947. And thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas. Music by pluck-stringed instruments like the guitar, the harp, and the ancient lyre have been used in healing for over 3,000 years. That's why our mission is to bring this music to the widest possible audience. Our music and medicine program brings live classical guitar music to hospitals and hospices and is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. If you'd like more information about our work, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org, and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.